With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As Israel continues laying the groundwork for sending troops into Gaza, President Biden is urging the Jewish state not to occupy the territory.
The president has been steadfast in his support of Israel since the surprise Hamas attack more than a week ago. He has denounced the terrorists and supported Israel's right to defend. But Mr. Biden told CBS's 60 Minutes that it would be a big mistake if Israeli troops occupied Gaza. He also called on Israel, Egypt, and other nations to allow for humanitarian aid and supplies into the worsening conflict zone. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says domestic threats have been on the rise since the Hamas attack on Israel. Wray is urging law enforcement to be especially vigilant going forward. He's especially concerned about possible lone wolf attacks. Wray addressed the International Association of Chiefs of Police conference in San Diego over the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection for a major pharmacy chain.
In making the announcement Sunday, drugstore giant Rite Aid says it obtained $3.45 billion in fresh financing, carrying out a restructuring plan while coping with falling sales and opioid-related lawsuits. Rite Aid said it would also close underperforming stores. Rite Aid, which owns Bartell Drug, is among the companies that has faced lawsuits over the opioid epidemic. The company says the move will allow it to resolve litigation claims in an equitable manner. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Will Ohio Republican Jim Jordan capture the 217 votes he needs to be elected Speaker of the House? Well, we expect to find out tomorrow as the House is expected to vote on a successor to Kevin McCarthy. House business on hold pending the election of a new Speaker. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 141 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 17 points. This is SRN News. President Biden continues promoting the LGBT agenda at every opportunity. Speaking to a gathering of the Human Rights Campaign over the weekend, he condemned the brutal Islamic terrorist attack on Israel, but then tried to tie it to homosexuality.
We have to reject hate in every form, because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia. They're all connected.
The Human Rights Campaign is the largest gay advocacy group in the U.S. and a major donor to Democratic candidates and causes. Counties in Pennsylvania are telling lawmakers that it's too late to move up the state's 2024 presidential primary date to accommodate Jewish holidays. The County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania says there is not enough time to successfully administer the election if they also must handle the tasks associated with moving next year's primary from April 23rd. SRN News. With its entire state legislature hanging in the balance, Virginia, one of only a few states with a crucial election in November. But reporter Anne Marie Morgan says 250,000 votes have already been cast thanks to new early voting laws.
Virginians can vote absentee by mail or vote at their local registrar's office. Chesterfield resident Barbara Buchanan says voting in person was easy.
It gets you in and gets your vote counted. It's just like voting on voting day. And the more opportunities you have, the less excuses you have. You have more than just the one voting day. So get up and get out and vote.
To learn which candidates are on their ballots, voters should check online at vpap.org. That's vpap.org. I'm Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
And on Wall Street, the S&P futures are up 13 points. More details at srnnews.com.